Cozy on the House in what we call the crazy hour, the 7 o'clock hour. We talk about, that's where Rosie gets to go out on all his bunny trails that he wants to go out on. And we're on a big bunny trail this morning out in space with Dr. Sky. If you'd like to join the conversation or you'd like to ask Dr. Sky a question, go on, jump online, 1-888-767-4348. All right, Dr. Sky, a particularly historical week this week. Why don't you talk us through this Juno spacecraft?
Well, Rosie, this is a great story here. In the short time we have, this is a spacecraft from NASA's New Frontiers Department. This is a series of spacecraft like New Horizons last year. This one launched back in 2011. Scott Bolton, who's a good friend of mine, had him on my program. So he's the principal investigator of this mission called Juno. Now, who's Juno? Let's go back into Greek mythology. She's the wife of Jupiter. And we find out that NASA basically says that Jupiter's a person or an entity or a deity that hides himself in the clouds. And Juno, like any good woman, she can peer through the nonsense of her husband that's doing devious things, if he's indeed doing that. So we find out, Rosie, this is a family show, that Jupiter's really a serial adulterer. So all the satellites of this particular planet are named after the many mistresses of Jupiter. So Juno gets revenge on Io, one of the satellites, and one of the mistresses, and she turns her into a cow. But they couldn't have picked a better name for a spacecraft because it's going to peer through the clouds of Jupiter. It's been traveling toward Jupiter for almost 5 years. And Rosie, here's the most prolific thing you could tell anybody about the mission. It's traveled over 1.7 billion miles. And when it made that little burn on 4th of July when we were out having fun, it was only off 1 second from its scheduled mission. Isn't that incredible?
That's incredible. Now, I would like to say you can only learn this stuff by tuning into Rosie on the House at 7 a.m., but that's not true.
Well, this is cool.
You can learn this stuff by tuning into Dr. Sky's show.
Absolutely, Rosie, right here on KTAR. News 92.3 at 3 a.m. on Saturdays, which people say to me, why 3 a.m.? And I say, well, simply go to drsky.com and you can listen to the rebroadcast anytime. But on purpose, at that hour, we've selected, and the good folks at KTAR agreed, this is a great time to listen to a show. If you go out, you can follow along and see spacecraft and all the other cool things. But
And you don't have to necessarily be up at that time. All your broadcasts are saved and archived.
That's right. They're all right there on the front of drsky.com. But, Rosie, this is so fascinating, though, thinking about the passion of this spacecraft. Scott Bolton and his crew, imagine an object about 8,000 pounds in weight. This is a solar-powered spacecraft. And, hey, since you're obviously the home improvement guru of the entire planet here, this particular spacecraft looks nothing more than like a giant Hunter ceiling fan. And that's exactly what somebody called me and said, that thing looks like a giant ceiling fan.
Wow.
It's solar powered. Now, this is unusual, Rosie, because most of these spacecraft take its predecessor, Galileo, that went out to Jupiter a long, long time ago, spent a lot of time there. It was powered with a plutonium core, a safer plutonium core. But because of the scarcity of plutonium, you just don't normally go to your local store and say, hey, give me a half a pound of plutonium. NASA decided with great new technology and solar power that they would use this technique, meaning solar power, to, power up the spacecraft. And here's another interesting fact. When the Goldstone tracking giant satellite dish out in the Mojave Desert picked up the signal racing through toward Jupiter, they had to go from about 140,000 miles an hour down to a slower speed with about a 37-minute burn. But here's another cool fact. This particular signal that came from the spacecraft, Juno, is about a billionth as strong, and I said a billionth as strong as your cell phone.
Wow.
And they detected it. So all this history, the spacecraft survived this incredible, deceleration into Jupiter's orbit. But it has a polar orbit. It goes north to south in about a 53-day orbit. And here's why. You, me, Romy, everybody listening, you do not want to be within the confines of Jupiter's radiation belts. As if it's fair to say that since Juno turned the great mistress, or the mistress, Io, one of the many satellites of Jupiter, into a cow, the revenge of Io in the science world is real. Because Io pumps out so much volcanic material, Jupiter sucks it up, and it helps Jupiter to ignite its auroras and thus helps to increase its magnetic and it's radiation belt. So the spacecraft only stays in that radiation field for a short time. It has this big titanium box where all the hardened electronics are. So this spacecraft is going to do some amazing science. Image the poles. Talk about the magnetic Jupiter. What's below the clouds, like Juno herself, looking through and peering into Jupiter.
Now, I've got to ask, and we've got 2 minutes to break. What are we going to do with that information?
Well, we're going to hopefully find out how this solar system, Rosie, was formed, because we think we know. And Jupiter is probably the last vestige of what was created. Of course, it's the largest planet. So we need to understand the weather, because Jupiter has wicked weather with 10,000 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
We're going to learn so much over the next couple of years. It'll blow your mind. And where do you see the pictures that are going to come from this baby?
And where will we be able to catch those?
Well, if you go to, right now, again, drsky.com, our lead story has links to the entire mission, ways that you can see the satellites if you're looking out, and we hopefully can talk about that, how to look at Jupiter. You'll see the position of the satellites, so you'll know which mistress is which next to the mighty Jupiter. And also information on the Juno cam. It's an amateur astronomy camera in which NASA's letting people like ourselves, you know, everybody listening, send in the request to where we want to position that camera. If we send some pictures of Jupiter, it's going to be an equal share of information back and forth, so the best is yet to come.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to keep Dr. Sky through the bottom of the news break and come back and talk on a couple of events he's got coming up, that if this kind of topic has any interest to you or your family, you're definitely want to get, put these dates on your calendar. It's Rosie on the House, broadcasting from the base station KTAR this morning, and we've got a show packed for y'all this morning. We'll be talking a little bit about our staycation in the next segment. Bring Dr. Sky back in. Of course, we have John J. Harper coming in at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock will be open hour. And 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about projects you can do yourself, samples of them, and how long they will each take.
In the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.